We like to say we're glad to be here tonight. Appreciate that their heart's been made to feel. Appreciate the good songs of Zion. I'm thankful that you're here this evening. Just pray that you'll pray for us for just a few minutes. Might be able to get ourselves out of the way. Do that, we feel the Lord's laid on our hearts. If you'll read with us tonight, we're going to read some out of the book of St. Matthew, the 27th chapter, and 1 Corinthians, I believe it is. Yeah. The 9th chapter. St. Matthew, the 27th chapter. We're going to start with we'll just start with the 27th verse. 27th chapter, 27th verse. Then the soldiers of the governor took Jesus into the common hall and gathered unto him the whole band of soldiers. And they stripped him and put on him a scarlet robe. And when they had planted a crown of thorns, they put it upon his head and a reed in his right hand. And they bowed the knee before him and mocked him, saying, "Hail, King of the Jews." They spit upon him and took the reed and smote him on the head. And after that, they had mocked him, they took the robe off from him and put his own raiment on him and led him away to crucify him. And as they came out, they found a man of Cyrene, Simon by name. Him they compelled to bear his cross. When they were come unto a place called Golgotha, that is to say, a place of a skull, they gave him vinegar to drink mingled with gall. And when he had tasted thereof, he would not drink. And they crucified him and parted his garments, casting lots, that it might be fulfilled which was spoken by the prophet, "They parted my garments among them, and upon my vesture did they cast lots." And sitting down, they watched him there and set up over his head his accusation written, "This is Jesus, the King of the Jews." And there were two thieves crucified with him, one on the right hand and another on the left. 1 Corinthians, 9th chapter. We're going to start with about the word start. Ninth chapter. We'll start with about the 16th. For though I preach the gospel, I have nothing to glory of, for necessity is laid upon me, yea, woe is unto me if I preach not the gospel. For if I do this thing willingly, I have a reward. But if against my will, a dispensation of the gospel is committed unto me. What is my reward then? Verily, that when I preach the gospel, I may make the gospel of Christ without charge, that I abuse not my power in the gospel. For though I be free from all men, yet have I made myself servant unto all, that I might gain the more. And unto the Jews I became as a Jew, that I might gain the Jews, and to them that are under the law as under the law, that I might gain them that are under the law, to them that are without the law as without the law, being not without law, without law to God, but under the law to Christ, that I might gain them that are without law. To the weak became I as weak, that I might gain the weak. I am made all things to all men, that I might by all means save some. And this do I for the gospel's sake, that I might be partaker thereof with you. Know ye not that they which run in a race run all, but one receiveth the prize? So run that ye may obtain. And every man that striveth for the mastery is temperate in all things. Now they do it to obtain a corruptible crown, but we an incorruptible. I therefore so run, not as uncertainly, so fight I, not as one that beateth the air, but I keep under my body and bring it into subjection, lest that by any means, when I have preached to others, I myself should be a castaway. Now that's reading some scripture that may look like it just don't come together, but this is a scripture that we've got tonight. There's other places that we could have probably read, but this seemed to be what we needed to read. And I want you to, just pray for us for just a minute. We might be able to get ourselves out of the way and just deliver that we feel the Lord's laid on our heart. Now the scripture says here in St. Matthew, is we know that they had brought Christ down to the time of crucifixion, and there were many things that were done unto him that was according to the scripture, that the scripture might be fulfilled. I want to talk to us tonight just a little bit about a crown. Now it might seem like you say, preacher, that covers a good bit, but I've thought and there's a lot of things concerning that of a crown. In the Old Testament, best I can find, that when it speaks of a crown, it only talks of a crown being the crown of the head, the top of the head, in the Old Testament. Now, in the New Testament, and you've heard a lot of folks say a lot of times that they'll take their crowns and their trophies and they'll lay them at the Lord's feet. Well, the truth of it is, he's not talking about a physical crown. He's not talking about that crown that you might wear. Though you wear a crown, and there's people that sitting in places, they are crowned. And you just bear with me and go with me for just a minute. The Bible says over in the book of Corinthians that we read there, he said, they strive for masteries. He said that they might receive a crown. He said, but their crown, let me just read it. Their crown is a corruptible crown. But he didn't stop there. He said, but we, an incorruptible. We, an incorruptible. So there is a corruptible crown, natural, if you'll have it, and there is an incorruptible crown. Now, the crown that they put upon that of Jesus, the crown of thorns, was in mockery because he had said that he was the King of the Jews. And it makes mention here, even in the 27th chapter, and Jesus stood before the governor, and the governor asked him, saying, art thou the King of the Jews? And Jesus said unto him, Thou sayest that we're the King of the Jews. Now, he didn't go around wearing a crown, but yet he had the crown. He had the position, sort of like the president. President don't run around with a little badge on saying he's the president, or a crown that we might look upon him that he is the president, but he holds the office, and that office bears a crown. Yes, it does. These things, my friend, and places and positions that we can find ourselves in, my friend, that has a crown. It has some glory. Bible says over in the book of Psalms, I believe it is, it says, what is man that thou art mindful of him? Or the son of man that thou visiteth him? He said, thou crownest him with glory. Think about it. He's talking about the man that he had created. He crowned him with glory. Yes, he did. He crowned him. He put upon him, my friend, some glory and some honor. Brethren, and some authority. Bible says that he had charge of everything that God had created. You bear with us. Now you think about that crown. Thou hast crownest him with glory. And he said, the Son of Man said, you've made him a little lower than the angels. Talking about Christ. Also says that, brethren, in the book of Ephesians. My friend, the crown that people are wearing, are going to wear, my friend, is not a corruptible crown. It's an incorruptible. If you'll have it, it's invisible, yet seen today. Is it not? Brother, the men that held the kingship back down through the Old Testament, brethren, they was noted and known as the king, my friend, for their apparel. The apparel that they wore.
Now, brethren, the apparel that they wore in those days told them a lot of different things about that person. Yes, it did. Not just a king. Did you know that a virgin was known by the clothing she wore? Yes, sir. Read. Look at it. My friend Saul was a harlot. She is noted for the brethren, the apparel that she had on. You say, preacher, that you're crazy. A servant, my friend, and the servants of the king were known by that they wore, my friend. There's a lot of things in the Old Testament, brethren, that depicts what's coming in the New Testament. Brethren, except it's a special kingdom. You've got a special crown today. Bible says, it does say, and you go read it in the book of Revelation, my friend, it says the four and the 20 elders took their crowns and put them at the feet of Jesus, my friend, him that was on the throne. Is that not right? Brethren, they had a crown. Not that they had a visible crown. Now you go back to the book of Revelation, you'll find that it's symbolic. Thank God. Brethren, we got a crown today. Now you might think I've lost my marbles. But he says in there, my friend, that I'll give unto them a crown of life. A crown of life. Brethren, you ain't running around here with a crown on, but thank God you've been crowned tonight. Huh. Woo! Brethren, we've got things. We've got apparel. My friend, our apparel has been changed when we got born again. Yes, sir. We sang a song. We talk about wearing a white robe. Thank God that ain't talking after a while. No, sir. It ain't talking about, brethren, we've been clothed with the righteousness of God. Woo! Thank God right now in this world. Yes, sir. Brethren, and we, you say, preacher, I don't know whether I'm got white on or not, then it must be black. That's sin. Yes, sir. There ain't no spots in this thing. No, sir. You read about it over there, my friend, and you'll find out he's not coming back after a spotted church. Old Wilbur and Wilbur sang a song, my friend. And they say they is raised on the red and the black. The red and the black. And they say there ain't no gray in the red and the black. You think about it. Brethren, we've got a society of people that's living in the gray, they say. Do you know that? They're living in the... They ain't black. They got no sin. Brother, the Bible says they're a liar, my friend. Don't it? I can tell you about the liars. You can go to the 21st chapter of Book of Revelation, and he said, all liars shall have their part. Yes, in the lake of fire. Huh? Preacher, that's in the Book of Revelation? That's one of them verses. It's in a place, my friend, that it looks like it's out of place. But I'm going to tell you tonight, either you're in or you're out. There ain't no straddle of fence. There ain't no running the center of the fence. I'll be honest with you, you'll fall one way or another. Yes, you will. Nothing's wrong in this day and in this hour we live in. Nothing's wrong. Preacher, that ain't got nothing to do with the crown. Well, I'm just going to preach you what I got. How about it? These things, my friend, that people need to realize that sin is sin. Brethren, and God paid for sin. We sung the song tonight, my friend, talking about crossing that river and the sting of death will be taken away. I got news for you. It ain't going to be took away at the river. No, sir. It ain't going to be took away at the river. Brethren, Jesus Christ came in this world. Thank God, and he tasted death for every man. It's already been took away for the person that's been born again. For the people of God. Thank God that's been redeemed. I'm redeemed, thank God. Ain't you tonight? I'm redeemed by love divine. Glory, glory, Christ is mine. Christ is mine. All to him I now resign. I have been redeemed. Amen. Glory to God. Redeemed by what, preacher? By the blood of Jesus Christ. I ain't waiting to be. Thank God I've been redeemed. I've got a crown. I've got the crown of life, don't you? Brethren, if you ain't got the crown of life, then death has dominion over you. You may not like it. You may not think much about it, but brethren, the grave held them. Death put them in the grave. Yes, sir, and they could not get out. They could not. That's what Job was talking about. Brethren, he said, all of my appointed days will I wait till my change comes. Brethren, he knowed that grave's going to hold him. But he also knowed there's coming a day he'd come out of her victorious. Victorious. Think about it. Did you know that Christ did not see corruption? No, sir, neither the grave couldn't hold him. No, sir, it wasn't going to hold him. No, sir, he is going to become victorious over the grave for all mankind. Now, I don't know about you, and you might get a little frustrated with me about this, but I've got news for you. Brethren, we've got something better, thank God, than they had. Grave ain't going to hold you. Huh? Not for a little bit. Huh? Oh, preacher, I don't know about that. Listen, for David spoke, speaketh concerning him, I foresaw the Lord always before my face. For he is on my right hand. Now, David, this is written in the book of Psalms, but I'm reading now the Acts, the second chapter. Listen. For he is on my right hand that I should not be moved. Second chapter, the 25th verse. 24th verse says he had been raised up and being loosed from the pains of death, because it was not possible that he should be holden of it. 24th verse. 26th verse. Therefore did my heart rejoice and my tongue was glad. Moreover also my flesh shall rest in hope. Think about it. You say, preacher, we going to rest in hope? He ain't talking about us. He is talking about them, my friend. Death had them. Grave held them until Jesus came, my friend, and died and rose again the third day. Because thou wilt not leave my soul in hell. Listen. Neither wilt thou suffer thine Holy One to see corruption. He didn't see corruption. He did not suffer his Holy One to see corruption. Therefore, this corruptible must put on incorruption. And this mortal must put on immortality. Then shall be brought to pass the saying that death is swallowed up in victory. That's 1 Corinthians 15 chapter. Go and read it. Oh, death, where is thy sting? Oh, grave, where is thy victory? Brethren, death and the grave both had lost its power. You know why it lost its power? You know why it ain't got no power today? Thank God Jesus got the keys. Yes, sir. The sting of death is sin. And the strength of sin is the law. But thanks be to God who giveth us the victory through our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Brethren, Paul knowed what he had. Paul said he would not have a corruptible crown, but thank God an incorruptible. Think about it. I'll wear a white robe, I'll wear a white robe. My friend, that robe of righteousness is white. Yes, sir, it is. And I happen to believe that you're wearing a robe of righteousness if you've been born again. Now, there's situations and there's problems. You know, do you know today, my friend, that people cannot keep the flesh, carnal, and the spiritual separated? They can't do it. It causes problems. They look through these eyes and they think that the Lord's talking about people sitting as they see them right there. Now, I want you to know something. Brethren, if it's an incorruptible crown, you ain't going to see it. You ain't going to see it. It's going to be just like it was in the 11th chapter of the book of Hebrews. When he said the world was made by them things which do not yet appear. Huh? That do not yet appear. Explain that to me. It's made out of them invisible things. Those things, brethren, that God put in place, my friend, by faith. By faith. Is it not? Christ, He was. Christ was crowned King of Kings and Lord of Lords. There's none no greater than Him. There's none. There's no reason, my friend, for me and you to think, brethren, that there's going to be a corruptible change, my friend, in your life. Thank God you tell me what's corruptible. You go to John, little John. I believe it is. You go to little John. And the Lord speaks about three things that He hates, which is of the world. The lust of the eye, the lust of the flesh, and the pride of life. Now you might think that I'm wrong and that'd be your opinion, but I'm going to tell you something. Just as honest as I know how to be. Can a blind person have a lust of the eye? They can't see. They can't see. Why, preacher, they can't see. There ain't no way. Yes, way. Yes, there is. The flesh, my friend, the Bible plainly says and tells us, my friend, it's not that that goes into the mouth that, in other words, defiles the flesh. It's not that that you eat, drink, that defiles the flesh. No, it's not. He said it's what comes from the heart that defileth the flesh. Brethren, it'll defile you today. The flesh, my friend, you go and read it. There's more than one place in there. But brethren, He ain't talking about this skinly, fleshly man you're looking at. But there's a fleshly man here. Do you hear me? And that fleshly man is what wars against that spiritual man. I ain't fighting him. I don't fight him. He ain't talking about this flesh you're looking at. Brethren, them desires of the heart, mind, soul. Yes, sir, that part of the flesh that is a warfare. Yes, it is. And that's the part of the flesh that'll defile a man, my friend. People says they have not sinned. Do you know what the scripture says? People, we talk about and we hear about adultery all the time, committing adultery. Do you know what the Bible says? It says if a man looketh upon another man's wife and desireth her or lusteth after her, he hath committed adultery already in his heart. Is that not right? And brethren, it has consequences. Well, preacher, nobody knows it. You know it. You know it. Yeah. And that's the reason you know it. Huh? He brings it to your remembrance. Well, preacher, nobody's seen me doing that. They don't have to. Brethren, you living with it. You hear me? These folks that's living with things that's easy to get rid of if they'd just repent tonight. But you know why people won't repent? Because of the flesh. I ain't talking about this man, but because of the fleshly man. There is a spirit of man. Do you know that? I ain't got time to get into all this. I ain't gonna try to. Brethren, I just want you to realize you ain't going to have no crown. I, I had a preacher tell me one time he couldn't wait till he got to heaven to get all his crowns and his trophies. Yeah, exactly what he said. And I thought to myself, I didn't say nothing. I just, I did. Can I tell you something? Honestly, do you know what David said? This is in David's day. He said, "What shall I render unto the Lord for all the benefits?" In other words, that he's given me. What shall I render unto him? Huh? When David sins, you know what David said? He said, "I'd burn my body. Just give it to the Lord." He said, "But that ain't what the Lord wants." In other words, it wouldn't satisfy the Lord. That didn't bring honor to the Lord. You can run around here. You can be just like Elijah, my friend, and call fire right out of heaven and go right over there and sit down, and my friend, and sulk. Might as well say. And that's exactly what he done. He said, I'm alone. I'm left alone. Jezebel's after me. Huh? Gonna cut my head off. Listen, we get that away sometimes. And we think we're doing God's service in being that way. Yes, we do. Well, them people over yonder ain't living right. You know what? I could probably, and you could too, we'd wear out counting them that ain't living right. Do you know that? But did you know that they cannot rob your blessing? They don't hold your blessing. Brethren, you got more control over your blessing than anybody else does. Well, preacher, I'm doing just fine. You know, sometimes we use that as a cop-out. I don't know why I'm preaching. I'm just going to preach what I got. Listen. We're doing just fine. We're doing just fine. There's something eating us alive. You hear me? Why is he blessing Gary like he does? I'll just pick on him for a minute. Why is he blessing Gary? I know Gary, he ain't worth blessing. Why is he blessing him? Truth of it is, ain't none of your business. Number one. Ain't that what he told Peter? Peter asked him about John, said, "What's he going to do?" He said, "What's that to thee?" Huh? That what he said? "What's that to thee? You just live for me." Huh? You live for me. Brethren, us as an individual, you get your eyes on Jesus. Get them off everybody else. I'm going to be honest with you. It's the reason your crown don't shine too good. Preacher, you said I didn't have a crown. You ain't got no earthly one. You ain't got no natural one. But I believe you're wearing one. If you're a child of God, you got one. This little light of mine, we're going to let it shine. Is that what they're saying? This little light of mine, we're going to let it shine. They thought they was mocking Jesus, which they were. They were in what they was doing. But the scripture, they even talked about parting his garments. Did you know that they did not tear nor rip or divide that scarlet robe? That it reads over in one place, they is going to take it and just divide it. But the scripture said it would not be parted. The Bible says it had no seam in it. Go and read. There's some significance to the things that they done that was prophesied would happen. They didn't break a bone of him, did they? They broke the bones of the other two. They come to him and he's already dead. They break not a bone. Not a bone of him shall be broken. It's written. And they didn't break one. You know why? Because he was the supreme sacrifice. He would not have been had they had broke a bone. He'd have been lame. Yes, sir. Not accepted under the law. Brethren, did not Christ satisfy the law? He said, I come not to do away with the law, but to fulfill the law. He fulfilled it naturally and spiritually, my friend. Yes, he did. He took all them old handwritings and all them ordinances that was against us and nailed them to the cross. What the book says. What that book says. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Crown. Have you ever seen the crown of Jesus? Have you ever seen what Jesus really is? Picture's gone. I don't know why. I've been asked 50 times who got that picture. Truth of it is, I don't know. Who got that picture? I've said this before. I don't know whether he looked like that or not. No, it ain't up there. But I don't know where he looked like that. Not the truth of it is, it really don't matter. You know what he looked like? He looked like any other man that day. Oh, preacher, I won't have that. Why won't you? He put on the robe of flesh. Yes, he did. How did the woman that had an issue of blood know that he was Jesus? Huh? She said, if I can but just touch the hem of his garment. And brother, she touched him. Did she not? And he said, who touched me? Bible said in places they went to lay hands on him to do away with him, but he drifted right out through the crowd. How's that possible? Because he was man. Was he not? He put on the robe of man. He put on flesh. Can I say that? And yet, my friend, he lived without sin in the flesh. Without sin. And he was crowned. He was crowned. There's a lot more in here. You might think, well, preacher, you said something about that he crowned us. He crowned us man. He did. He crowned us him with glory. That's another subject. That's as far as I'm going tonight. Hope you got something out of the message. I know I've been scattered here and there. Real truth of it is, folks, and I can't help it. I ain't nothing I can do about it. He did not come to set up a natural kingdom. Not naturally. And those things that he done for all mankind. Them that was in the grave then, he delivered. Isaiah says it, and it also says it when John sent his disciples out over early. Said, go down there and ask him, is he the one? Is he the one, or should we look for another? And I believe the scripture says that Jesus told him, said, you go and tell John what you've seen. Huh? They must have spent some time down there long enough to see some of the things that Isaiah talked about. Huh?
the blind receiving their sight, dead being raised, poor having the gospel preached unto them. Yeah. Captivity led captive. Do you know he freed those that was captive? Yes, sir. They was captive. The grave held them. That's exactly what held. Death and the grave had a hold of them. Death was just like a cloud. And the Bible says that they stood in jeopardy all their days, all their lifetime. They stood in jeopardy because death was coming. Well, preacher, we bury them all the time out here. Yeah, but that death ain't the one he's talking about. That's not the death. That's not the death you got to worry about. No, sir. You live long enough. I live long enough. One day, my friend, we'll leave this world. Naturally. We'll be no more. It'll just be a memory. Yes, sir. They'll just be a memory. But thank God there's something on the inside of me that's more alive than I am. Do you know that? It is. It's more alive. And he needs to eat too. Do you know that? He needs to eat. He needs to be fed. We need to nourish him. We need to dig around him. Thank God. We need to be sure that he's healthy. Yes, sir. The spiritual man is alive and well. Yes, sir. Did you know he don't get sick? I'll hush. I could probably go on, but I'll hush. Anybody got anything you need to say or do? Leave with us.